I'm Rachel Otwell for Illinois Public Radio. Earlier this year, Atlantic Magazine published an article titled America's Largest Mental Hospital is a Jail. It's about the jail in Cook County on Chicago's west side. It houses around 10,000 inmates, many waiting to complete their trials before it's decided whether to release them or send them on to prison. An art collective has sprung up surrounding the jail, and it wants to explore what it means to have a humongous jail complex as part of your community, and what the experiences are of those on the inside. Named 96 acres after the amount of space the jail complex takes up, it includes artists who work in a variety of media. Maria Gaspar is a Chicago native, artist, educator, and the artistic director of 96 Acres. She joined me for this interview.
For us, we look at the Cook County Jail as, you know, a highly politicized site. And so the work, the artwork that we produce, we want it to be a kind of sensitive, thoughtful response to that site. And we do that through actions, performance, theater, radio, books. We've even produced books that are responding to it.
What are the sort of themes or problems or issues you're really, you know, working to delve into and to educate people about?
Pretty much 95% of everyone at Cook County Jail are people that are awaiting trial. A very high percentage are there for nonviolent crimes. And so some of the issues as artists that we're looking at, they're interested in issues of mass incarceration. You know, we're a country that incarcerates about 2.5 million people per year. It's more than any other country in the world. And we're also people interested in how the prison industrial complex functions and the way that it sort of trickles down and affects predominantly people of color and the poor. And for us, the jail is a representation of that system. It's also the largest jail in the country, and it is located in the middle of a community of 80,000 residents. So, you know, often when we think of prisons and jails, we kind of think of them out somewhere in a rural place that we can't see. And so the jail here is located in the middle of an urban metropolis. And so we're kind of looking at the ways in which the community outside of the wall and the community inside of the wall are coexisting together.
And so that's where the name 96 Acres comes from, of course, is the sprawling complex this jail is located on. Tell me more about the wall that surrounds it and how that has been incorporated in the art project.
The wall, you know, surrounds the 96 acres of jail compound. And there's different kinds of wall. You know, there's the massive cement wall on a major strip in the neighborhood. And then you have fencing, and then you have brick. The wall became a kind of frame. The wall became a kind of representation of you know, it's both kind of a very brutal wall, and there's a lot of kind of trauma and brutality that exists there, and pain for a lot of families, you know. But we also were thinking of it as a place where perhaps through art we can find ways to sort of penetrate that wall. How do we create artistic counter narratives? You know, how do we go against this wall that kind of represents a master narrative around criminalization? How can we create these alternative narratives?
So the idea of the Cook County Jail wall being used for art might just be blowing some minds right now. It's not an easy concept to comprehend. So explain for us what a passerby would be seeing when some of these art projects are happening.
One of our last projects was called Stories from the Inside Outside, and we projected two animations. One of the animations was produced at Stateville Prison with a partnering organization called the Prison and Neighborhood Art Project. And so they do programming at the prison for men that are serving sometimes several life sentences. And they did a piece around freedom and time, a very compelling piece. And then the other animation that we projected was about a 25-minute piece produced with a local Chicago public school teacher and her former student whose father had been incarcerated for over 20 years. And so our idea was to show two perspectives, one from the inside and one from the outside.
This is WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell. I'm speaking with artist, educator, and Chicago native Maria Gaspar. She's the artistic director for the art project called 96 Acres that draws its inspiration from the Cook County Jail. Maria, what has the response been like in the community?
You know, the majority of people are excited to be part of a larger conversation. I think there's many people that have some stake in the issue, you know, whether you're an educator and a teacher, you know, that is working with young people that perhaps are from neighborhoods that don't have a lot of resources, you know, and I think they sort of struggle with, with those kinds of issues in their classroom too, you know, and I think that so the teachers that we've worked with that are working in the neighborhood or beyond, they really feel like it's a very urgent issue to the families of their students. So they've been very positive about supporting us. I guess there, you know, sometimes there's people that maybe never really thought about the political systems involved with mass incarceration, but they're people that, but sort of in a way understand it, you know, maybe not in those terms, but there's something that they can relate to. And I think that there's others that maybe were not ever directly impacted, but that understand it as a national issue that is affecting all of our lives, you know, and I think that, you know, it's been mostly a very positive experience, and it's an experience that we're continuously learning from as artists, as people involved in this project. It's a very large, very layered, very complicated issue. So it's been a continuous process of learning and relearning from our perspective as well. And the other thing is also how art, you know, what are the ways that art and artists can maybe open up a space that is, very difficult to navigate, but how can art offer, a new space for people to sort of come together and to maybe problem solve and to then reimagine what 96 acres can be, you know, maybe 96 acres, as some people have told us, maybe it could be, you know, how would you reimagine it? And they've said things like, we would reimagine it as a park, or we would reimagine it as a series of buildings that offer social services to people. You know, so some of the most radical, wonderful ideas have come from these sorts of conversations.
So we must mention there are plenty of people in the country, and I'm sure in Chicago, who believe people in jail deserve to be there. They'd probably not sympathize with the mission of 96 Acres. Have you heard from anyone with those perspectives?
Yeah, there's a lot changing in this country. You know, we just recently had the first sitting U.S. president visit a prison. There's other people on a local level in Chicago, for example. Even the sheriff at Cook County Jail is talking about how all the mental health facilities in the city that were recently closed, this one major service provider that recently closed, has then resulted in many, many intake of mentally ill people at Cook County Jail. So I think that there's a lot of attention that's being drawn, and I'm really glad. I think it's a step, you know, in the right direction. I think it comes with a lot of education. You know, I think that these are real situations that are rooted in very traumatic and classist and racist spaces that have kind of allowed for these things to happen. And so I think if we can kind of really think deeply and think critically about the way these things affect our lives, we might have actually a set of different ideas about how we can think about rehabilitation, how we could think about people that commit crime, and the way that we can deal with them, right? And so, so sometimes there definitely are people that have these opinions and ideas, and we try to respect everybody's perspective, but we're also hoping that together as a group we can kind of problem solve and educate ourselves so that we can maybe offer something or propose something new.
So I met you at the One State Art Alliance conference that they do every other year, and they had invited you to talk about diversity in art. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about that and what you think is an important message for those in the art world when it comes to diversifying.
Yeah, I've been thinking more about this. I think that diversity means, having an inclusive space where people feel like they belong. You know, and I think in a lot of spaces, especially institutions, academic institutions, maybe schools, or certain inaccessible spaces to some, that it feels like there's a lack of belonging. And so how then can we create a place where many people feel like they belong, that it is inclusive of their opinion and perspective and sort of knowledge? And it could be a place where people can kind of build on ideas together. So when I think of diversity, I think of creating spaces of belonging.
As an art collective, 96 Acres has collected many stories and done projects in all sorts of media, including radio. I thought we could play for listeners some of one of those stories. Could you set this up for us, Maria Gaspar?
So we just completed a piece called Park a few months ago. And Park was an event that was proposed by an architect in New York named Landon Brown. And we worked with Landon to produce a data visualization installation project. So what that means is Landon was interested in kind of physicalizing a data visualization graph. So, you know, when we look online at graphs about mass incarceration, we look at a lot of numbers. And so he wanted to explore that in a physical sense by dealing with the racial demographics of the jail and the disproportionate numbers and exemplifying that using cars. So we invited 100 color-coded cars, black, brown, and white, based on the racial demographics of the jail. And then we asked everyone to tune in to the radio station called Vocalo. And Vocalo did a live broadcast of Cook County, B.B. King's Live at Cook County Jail concert that was done in 1970. At the time, there was a warden who was a psychologist and really believed in rehabilitation. And so he brought cultural programming into the jail for the people that were incarcerated. Currently, the warden, this is the second psychologist who's currently a warden, Anika Jones Tapia. So there's a lot of conversation about some of the progressive agenda that she's talked about. And so I think he's trying to make a relationship between the past and the present. And so through audio and through this installation, people ended up congregating, coming together, playing loudly the music that was live on their radios, and just, sharing and talking together. So the piece that you can hear is a set of interviews by some of 96 Acres artists that interviewed people about why they came, how they've been impacted, and what they think about the art installation. And they even include interviews by the current warden, as well as the Cook County Commissioner, Chuy Garcia. So those are very interesting to listen to.
I'm Dr. Anika Jones Tapia. I'm the Executive Director of Cook County Jail.
And you're also a psychologist, correct?
Yes, I am.
So what has been your first impression so far?
You know, I think it's a remarkable display of our racial makeup of the jail. You know, many of the individuals behind our walls are black and brown individuals. And as a minority female, you know, I think that's an important concept for people to recognize the number of minorities that we have in correctional institutions as a whole, not just Cook County.
What kind of changes have you brought to the jail?
We started this actually years ago where everyone coming into our jail receives a mental health assessment. We want to catch them early on. But one thing that was started probably about a year ago is even before they come into our jail, we try to assess them before they go to bond court. We have the sheriff hired mental health professionals to do a quick assessment of individuals so that we can notify the judiciary of people that have mental illness so they can make a more informed decision in the bond court process in hopes of diverting them.
96 Acres, I think, has the potential for getting people to think about our system of corrections, our systems of corrections in this country, nationally, at the state level, and locally. I think that it has the power to connect Chicago neighborhoods to get involved in figuring out alternatives and activities to keep people from becoming residents of Cook County Jail. The county board, under the leadership of Tony Preckwinkle, has said we've got to reduce our jail population. That's beginning to happen. We have at least 2,000 less people and declining incarcerated at Cook County Jail. We'd like to get it down much more significantly because we think there's something wrong with so many people of color being detained here. The fact that the director of the jail is someone who is a specialist in mental health is a significant step forward. The fact that she's a woman, an African-American woman, is a step forward. I think consciousness has been raised nationally on the question of incarceration, and I think that it will lead to better policies being enacted, better legislation being enacted at the level of the National Congress and state legislatures, and then in places like the Cook County Board of Commissioners.
That was a radio piece about the Cook County Jail produced by the artist project known as 96 Acres. I spoke with artistic director Maria Gaspar about it. For more information, head to WUIS.org. For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Rachel Otwell.